Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello, friends. This is Brother Byron coming to you again on the Holy Manna radio broadcast. I pray you're having a great day today and the Lord is blessing you. Hey, right quick, before I get into the rest of the broadcast, I would like to say that if you want to hear any of our past radio broadcasts, you can simply go to holymanna.com and that will take you to our church's website. And all these past broadcasts are right there that you can listen to. You can just click on the button, listen to them, or you can download them and listen to them later, or whatever you like. But that's holymanna.com. I just want to let you know about that. Some folks have asked about it, and so I hope that'll be a blessing to you. I've had something on my heart lately that I want to share with you, and I pray that it'll be a blessing and a help to you. And that's something is concerning shut-ins and caretakers. Shut-ins and caretakers. Well, I'm sure you're familiar with that term shut-in. We use it at the church when we're referring to someone that's no longer able to get out of the house without being assisted. Sometimes we may call them homebound. But their health has become too bad, or their bodies have just given out and they no longer can just go out on their own like they once could. I think we're all probably familiar with someone like that, or maybe you listening to me right now are that way. I know that we have several church members that are shut in, and they would love to be able to come to church, but they just are not physically able to anymore. And so therefore they have someone that helps to take care of them. And that's where that other term comes from that I used, caretakers. Those that devote their time and attention to those that are either shut in or not physically able to take care of themselves. In most cases, these caretakers are usually family members, and they volunteer to help those that they love, and they do it without pay, without any expectation of attention or praise, and are oftentimes, quite frankly, they're overlooked. Sometimes they're taken for granted. And even worse, I've seen where they've been completely forgotten and taken advantage of by perhaps other family members. Well, I guess you could say that this broadcast is for those folks, those that are shut in and those that are caretakers. Now, for time's sake today, I'll probably only speak about those that are shut in this broadcast. But Lord willing, I'll talk about the caretakers in tomorrow's radio broadcast. So if you have your copy of God's Word, if you'd please turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and I want to look at verses 3 and 4 in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And here the Bible says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Father, thank you for the reading of your scripture. I'm praying now that you bless it. Will you be glorified, God? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, here in our text we just read, it's inspired, of course, by God, just as all the Bible is inspired by God. And it's pinned down by the Apostle Paul. Paul here is writing to those of the church at Corinth. Now, Corinth was a large and growing church, and it was filled with a lot of people that had never really received any kind of religious instruction. Most of them had been pagans, and they worshiped the false gods of the Romans and the Greeks. So Paul had to spend a lot of time instructing these folks. In fact, Paul spent more time writing to the church of Corinth than any other church. I mean, 29 chapters between the two epistles of 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Well, here in 2nd Corinthians, Paul is, he's speaking about comfort in times of tribulation and troubles. Now, if anyone understood and knew about tribulation and troubles, it was the Apostle Paul. Now, we all know his story and how after the Lord converted him on the road to Damascus that he became a preacher unto the Gentiles, and he would go from place to place. He was an inerrant preacher, and he would go all over the place and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and many times it was not taken very well. And so Paul was often ran out of town. He was beaten and put in prison, and just, you know, so many things Paul suffered for the Lord's sake. And the Lord said that that would be the case for Paul. Well, the truth is, as Christians, we are never guaranteed a trouble-free life. In fact, the Bible says over in Job 14:1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. In the case of those that are shut in or physically disabled, it seems that there is always some kind of trouble that must be dealt with, whether it be doctor visits, medicine cost, insurance companies, sickness, pain, and the list goes on and on. And my heart just is just so much. I think about those that are shut in. Well, a lot of times it's easy for those that are shut in to become downtrodden. They may become wearied, burdened, depressed, and sometimes lonely. Well, notice in our text that Paul references the following. He references God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of mercies, and God of all comfort. Out of just those two short verses that we read, Paul mentions our Lord four different times. Also notice that Paul is placing an emphasis upon God's comfort. He calls him the God of all comfort. He said he comforteth us in all our tribulation. He says that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. And he also says by the comfort wherewith we ourselves, and then he says, are comforted of God. So five different times Paul mentions some form of the word comfort. I think he's trying to tell us something, don't you? Well, if you recall in the Gospel of John, just before Jesus was going to be betrayed and arrested, put on trial, sentenced to death, and hung on an old rugged cross, he is speaking to his disciples. Now, they had just had what we refer to as the Last Supper, where Jesus revealed to them about his soon coming death, and they are all confused and they're worried about what's going to happen to them. You know, after he's gone, what's going to become of us? And so Jesus wants to give them comfort. And here is one of the things that he said to them in John 14:15-21. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." He says in verse 18, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live. You shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." Now did you hear that, friends? Jesus did not leave us without a comforter. He blessed us by sending us the Holy Spirit to provide that comfort to us that we so desperately need. Well, just as the Lord said, the world doesn't have access to the Comforter. Only those that believe in Christ. He said, those that follow me. Those are the ones that have this Comforter given to them. The world doesn't have this. Only believers in Christ have the promise of this comfort. Well, I know that it can be hard when you're going through trials and tribulations and sufferings and bodily pain, and you wonder just how long must this continue being this way. But the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Listen, friends, I understand that a lot of times it may be hard. And I've sat with those that are homebound and shut in, and I understand what it's like. My own father, this February the 25th, it'll be 3 years since he passed away from cancer. In his last days, he too was shut in and homebound, and it was one of the most difficult things I've ever experienced in my life. But I do treasure the time that I did get to spend with him in those last days to try to help him and try to give him some comfort. And I stayed with him in those last days to help my mother with him. And it was a trying time. And I understand if you're listening right now and you're shut in and you're unable to physically do the things you once did, I want you to know that the Lord loves you. Oh, he does. He loves you so much. And he does care for you. Oh, but one of these days, friends, we won't have to worry about these old frail bodies anymore. This old tabernacle that we dwell in right now, it's going to dissolve, and we're going to have a new body one day. And there'll be no more shut-ins. Oh, we've run out of time today. And I'm crying so much now, you probably can't even understand me. So I'm gonna get off of here, and Lord willing, tomorrow we're gonna pick back up on this thought, and we're gonna talk about caretakers. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with a burden for those that are shut in. Lord, we know things can be trying for them, but Lord, we're taking you for your word and believing that through the comforting power of the Holy Spirit, you will be there for them. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray. And amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.